Thank you for sticking around. It is Mile High Magazine. Every Sunday morning we're here, and I am Murphy Houston. I've talked to some great, interesting people, and this is no exception. I have Major Nursin Kisten of the Salvation Army with me. Major, welcome to Mile High Magazine.
Oh, Murphy, what a pleasure to join you on this program this morning.
Well, it's good to talk about the Salvation Army, kind of close to my heart. They call me Mr. Red Kettle, if you know what I mean. So I'm all over.
Well, Murphy, I like the sound of that.
Well, I just like to know. I just like what you people do. And for those that don't know, and I don't know who that could be, but aren't familiar with the Salvation Army, explain to us a little bit about what you do and really explain how long you've been around doing it. Could you do that, Major?
Oh, listen, Murphy, what a pleasure. And thank you for asking me that question. The Salvation Army has been around for more than 155 years. And here in Denver, the Salvation Army is probably older than any other nonprofit going around. We are iconically, as you will see with our red kettles and all the rest of it, but the Salvation Army's primary purpose is to serve the suffering and those who are on the margins of society. And we've been doing that for the last 155 years here in Denver. We continue to do it. We will continue to do it for the years to come, because the needs of people locally are still as critical today as they were yesterday.
Maybe worse. You think? I hate to say that.
Murphy, I would have to agree with you. Inflation rate has gone up to just over 9.1%. People are struggling. We see the homeless population growing
yes.
from 4,000 to just over 9,000 in the last 4 years. We have a crisis on our hands. And it is homelessness.
It is
a major impact upon our society.
And unfortunately, it seems to me, Major, that a lot of that are families. It's not just one soul, and that's bad enough that's homeless, but there's so many families that are struggling and trying to get by and unfortunately living in cars, and it's awful. But that's where the Salvation Army comes together and helps them find a life. Do you agree?
You know, Murphy, I do agree. Unfortunately, I wish I couldn't agree with you on this matter.
Yeah.
But yes, what we see for many of our local community members, we see the people homeless on the streets and we go, well, that's a homeless population. But the reality is there are young families living in their cars. And living in your cars this winter is just unimaginable. And the number is increasing, unfortunately. Children, we will serve more than 80,000 toys to children this year, more than 500,000 nights of shelter to families who are struggling this winter. And so for me and for you, that is just a sad reality. I wish that wasn't the case, but unfortunately it is.
Yeah, it's very sad. And we're talking right here in our city, right, to people in your backyard you may not even realize that are in need, and especially now with Christmas coming, Major. What's the Salvation Army doing now to help families?
Well, the Salvation Army will continue to do what we do, but we want to make Christmas a special time and Thanksgiving. So we will be doing what most people do. We'll be providing some of our families, our homeless, our children, just that extra special touch to make this Christmas as joyful and as hopeful as we can. Every single child needs hope.
Yes.
Every family needs to experience the real joy of Christmas. And so, yes, we will put out the turkey, we'll put out the ham, we will put out the trimmings, we will do that thing so that every child does not feel as if they need to be alone, isolated, less than. You know, kids need to know that they are appreciated and valued. They
yes.
need to know that they're special. You know, I always say, if we do not look after our children, then we are at a huge disadvantage, because an angry child becomes an angry adult. And we want to see these children become whole. And so, yes, we will do the special task, but we can't do it, Murphy,
yes.
without our friends and our neighbors. We cannot do it without your listeners joining us and saying, you know what, we're going to help. We're going to partner with the Salvation Army to make a difference in some young life.
Yep, we're talking with Major Nursin Kisten of the Salvation Army. And Major, we know, because I'm a big proponent of, and we just talked about it a little bit before we started talking here, a good way to help out and an easy way to help out the Salvation Army is their annual Red Kettle campaign that kind of starts now around Thanksgiving and goes into Christmas. And it's your biggest fundraiser of the year for the Salvation Army, isn't it, Major?
It is. It is our most critical fundraiser because it is the way in which we can do what we've always done, which is serving our neighbors that are struggling this Christmas. So we need everyone. And you know what, Murphy? There's so many ways you can give, because I know many people these days don't always carry cash, but there's a QR code on every Kettle site where you can go and you can use your phone and you can send us and make us a donation. You can do it online. Just jump on our website, the Salvation Army's website, and you can make a donation online. There's multiple ways you can do it. You can even choose to run your own virtual Kettle and say, we will get our neighbors and friends. You know, one of the things I've learned, Murphy, is most Christmas seasons, we who have much often go, what do we give someone that's got everything? Well, right. Why don't you do this? Why don't you say, we will be a virtual Red Kettle this year? And instead of giving something to our neighbors, we'll encourage, and our family and friends, we'll encourage them to give to the disadvantaged, those who are suffering, and make a difference in someone else's life. Isn't that what Christmas is all about?
Absolutely.
Giving,
100%.
Giving and giving generously.
Yes.
So we'd love people to do that as well.
Now, you go to SalvationArmy.org. That's your website, right, Major?
It is. It is our website. And it's SalvationArmy.org, and make your donation there. And we would love to be able to partner with you in making a difference in some child's life.
Well, it's kind of cool that you could set up your own Red Kettle right on your phone. How easy is that?
Oh, really easy. All you need to do is say, we want to be a Red Kettle virtual site, and we can help you do that in no time.
Pretty simple to give money for the cause. And see, people don't realize there's so much the Salvation Army. I always brag about the fact that when there's a crisis, and in Colorado, a lot of times a big fire could be a crisis. We've had some dangerous fires.
Yes, we have.
But the first people there are the Salvation Army, and the last people to leave is the Salvation Army, and you guys are there the whole time helping out.
You know what, Murphy? You said that better than I could, and that's so true. At every critical incident that our nation faces and our city faces here in Denver, the Salvation Army is there. We're in every zip code in the country. And here's the other important thing that a lot of our people don't know. 84 cents of every dollar given to the Salvation Army goes directly back to providing first-hand support and services. The Salvation Army wants to use your hard-earned dollar as well as we possibly can. So we prioritize, we ensure that our people who need our support are always getting it, and getting it to the highest level and the highest quality.
But if you can, Major, touch on some of the other programs you guys do throughout the year, not just around the holidays, to help people. The Salvation Army, you work with veterans, you work with a lot of people that need help, and as well as families, don't you?
We do. And you know what? A lot of our veterans suffer immensely. And across the United States, there's 8% of the homeless population are veterans. And our Harbor Light Center right down in downtown Denver, we provide for more than 125 men every single day of the week. We provide them with help and support. We will deal with thousands and thousands of veterans that have come through our facility, providing them rehabilitation, helping them with their post-traumatic stress, helping them reconnect again with their family, helping them with their mental health and well-being, helping them in their reintegration back into the workforce, helping them deal with their substance abuse that has been trauma-related. The Salvation Army values our veterans, and our Harbor Light Center is one great facility that does that. Also, our family center, Lambeth, which is also just around the corner. We provide housing and food for children every and emergency shelter beds every single day for children. Our hotels that we've opened up in partnership with the City of Denver, our Best Western, our New Direction site, our Comfort Inn. There are many places where we've got families and children and homeless individuals that we are supporting right now, today, and every other day. We have a 24/7 programs that we run across the city, and we serve suffering people, and we serve them in a manner that gives them their dignity, that empowers them to believe that tomorrow can be a better future for them.
Well said, Major. Well said. And I want to go back out and back up a little bit on one thing you touched, is substance abuse. And you help people with substance abuse, don't you?
Oh, that's absolutely 100%. We have a six-month residential substance treatment program. And you know, it's the best secret in town. Why is it the best secret in town? We have the highest success rate in our substance treatment programs. In fact, if you stay in our substance treatment program for the full 6 months, you are 34% more likely to leave successfully reintegrated back into society. It is the highest rate in the nation. And if you stay in our substance abuse program and you finish the 6 months and then you go into what we call our third phase, you're more likely to be 74% successful in overcoming your substance abuse.
Now, we're talking with Major Nersin Kisten of the Salvation Army, getting ready for their big time of the year when they do a lot of fundraising, when they raise a lot of money for all that they do. And so, Major, people might be saying, well, what can I do to help besides give money? Can you need volunteers and stuff like that?
Oh, Murphy, we are a volunteer army. We need volunteers. So there's many ways you can help. You can actually help by serving a Thanksgiving meal at one of our centers and one of our shelters. Jump in on our website. It gives you details. You can say, you know what? I love bringing Christmas cheer. Why don't I come and ring a kettle for you? Yes, we'd love for you to bring. And Register to Ring is our website. And on the Register to Ring Salvation Army website, you can come and say, I want to bring my family. I want to bring my children. I want to bring a number of my people, my friends and neighbors, to come and ring at one of our Red Kettle sites. We would love to help you. And you know what? It's not just Christmas time we need volunteers.
Oh, no.
We need corporate volunteers throughout the year. We need just moms and dads and children who say, I want to give my kids an experience to see how doing something for someone else can be a critical part of their learning and growth experience. So, yes, come and join us and help us and volunteer for the Salvation Army.
That's where it all starts, where you can get involved financially. Volunteer at salvationarmy.org, right, Major?
Yes, absolutely. That is the easiest way. Jump on our website or our Facebook page, and we will be able to help and facilitate you volunteering, supporting in multiple ways. We want your help. We need your help.
Well, I'll tell you what, you may not even know about this, Major, but there's another organization in town that's in Cherry Creek North. It's called Light the World Giving Machines. And what they do, they will set up four big red, they look like vending machines, like where you'd get a candy bar or a can of soda. But instead of that, you can spend money and donate to various organizations that are listed in these world-giving machines, and one of them this year is the Salvation Army.
Absolutely. We love this partnership. Actually, we're at the launch of it. I will be there again. Yes, the Salvation Army is one of the four top charities that will be receiving your gift. I believe they're estimating to give away this year more than $2 million.
Oh, yeah.
As a result of the giving machine. So, yes, please go to those giving machines and make your contribution and support the work of the Salvation Army and some of the other great charities here in Denver.
Well, a lot of people need help. And as we said early in our conversation here, Major, it seems to be more than ever with all that's going on. The need is big. And if you luckily enough have enough to share it now more than you've ever done before, right?
Absolutely. You know what? The reality is I know Americans are incredibly generous. And when they see their neighbors struggling, we see the enormous generosity of our local friends and family in Denver. So this year, please make someone's Christmas a one of joy, hope, and peace. Make your contribution, and not just help the Salvation Army, but let's help our local residents find hope, joy, and peace this Christmas.
Great way to end it, Major. Major Nersin Kisten of the Salvation Army, salvation.org. That's where all this conversation we've had, that's where you can find out where you can really help. And Major, thanks for all you're doing as well. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Murphy. It's because of people like you, Murphy, that we can get our message out. So thank you, too, for your support of the Salvation Army.
I love the Salvation Army. You know that. We had a little conversation about that in the beginning, so I'm glad to help with any way we can. And so is our organization, Bonneville Broadcasting. And we're talking about it today on all four of these stations, our stations, so the word is getting out. And happy holidays to you guys over there at the Salvation Army and all you do.
Oh, thank you, Murphy. And same to you. Happy Thanksgiving and happy Christmas.
Right. And you guys, too. It's Mile High Magazine. Murphy Houston here, and I'll be glad to talk to you again about all good things happening in Denver next week.